السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah number 37 to ayah number 43. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 37.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ومن يكن الشيطان له قرينا فساء قرينا وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه أجرا عظيما فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا يومئذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون ولا جنبا إلا عابري سبيل حتى تغتسلوا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماءً فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 37 to ayah number 43 inshallah. So now we're going to move on to the theory part of our class. And we are just continuing the topic of sifat. Alhamdulillah, we were able to complete most of the sifat. We did the sifat with opposites, also the sifat without opposites. So the last one that we were covering, we touched upon it a little bit in the previous class, and we have introduced this many times before. So inshallah, hopefully it should be a little bit familiar. And this last sifat is the sifat of qalqala. So what is qalqala? Qalqala means bouncing sound. And the letters of qalqala, as we have learned, are qutub jad. So inshallah, this mnemonic, try to memorize if you have not memorized already. The letters are qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. So the letters are qutub jad. So what exactly is qalqala? Qalqala means that there is going to be a slight bouncing sound to the letter when that letter is in a sakin state, meaning when any of these five letters of Qutb Jad, Qaf, Ta, Ba, Jim, Dal, anytime they have a sukun and we stop on these letters for the letter sukun, then we're just going to give it a slight opening of the makhraj, and it's going to give it a little bit of that bouncing sound. So what exactly is happening during the qalqala? There's going to be a slight opening of the makhraj. So every makhraj that we've done so far, we did ba, for example. Ba is from the lips. So when we are doing the makhraj of ba with a sukun, we're just going to open the lips just slightly to give it a little bit of that bouncing sound. So this goes for all of the five letters mentioned here, that anytime you are reading these with a sukun, just open the makhraj just a little bit, and it's going to give it that bouncing sound. Now, something that is very important to note, qalqala letters do not have any movement of the jaw. And this is very important. Why? Because what happens when you have movement of the jaw? When you have movement of the jaw, you are giving the letter a haraka. This is what haraka means. Haraka means movement. So when you are moving the jaw, when you are opening the mouth and moving the jaw down, or when you are basically making any movement of the mouth, then you are making this letter have haraka. This is no longer qalqala. Now you are completely giving it a fatha, or you are giving it a kasra. So we're trying to avoid that by minimizing the movement of the jaw. There is no movement of the jaw, only a slight opening of the makhraj. So it's a very slight, subtle sound. We are not doing it too much to the point that it becomes a fatha or it becomes a kasra. Also, something to note is that there is no shape of the mouth. And this is important. Why? Because when we have shape of the mouth, we are giving the letter haraka, we are giving it movement, and we are making it sound like a dhamma. So this is what we've learned for the sound of the dhamma, that you need to shape the mouth into a round circle, and this is going to give it that dhamma sound. So now we are avoiding the movement of the jaw, we are avoiding fatha and kasra, and we are avoiding the shape of the mouth, we are avoiding the dhamma. So we're trying to stay away as much as we can from the harakat. We are going to make sure that this letter is in a sakin state. We're not giving it a haraka, we are only giving it a slight sound. Now, the reason why we are giving this letter qalqala, and we have covered this when we were doing the sifat, so now inshallah it should be a little bit more clear. All five of these letters have something called shidda, and this is something that we've covered when we were doing the sifat with opposites. So what exactly is shidda? Shidda, as we learned, means the stopping of sound. This means that anytime we come to these letters, ajid, qatin, baket, these are the letters of shidda, the sound is abruptly stopped. The sound does not flow after the makhraj has been closed. So what this means is that all five of these letters of qalqala, when we have them with a sakin state, or we have a sukun on these letters, sound is completely stopped. And we can tell this anytime we say these letters with a sukun. So let's go ahead and say these letters. Qutb Jad, ab, 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 ad, ad. So all of these letters have this mechanism that when you are closing the makhraj, the sound is not able to escape. And this is what it means to have shidda. So in order to give it a little bit of sound, in order to differentiate between these letters, we're going to slightly open the makhraj. So when you say the letter up, you'll notice that the mouth or the area of the makhraj is closed. So we're going to open it just a little bit. Same for the ta, up. Open it just a little bit. Ab, aj, ad. So there's just a slight bouncing. Again, we're not giving it haraka. We are not saying aqa, atta, abba. Now this is too much. Now you are giving it a haraka. So we're not giving it haraka, just a slight bounce. And you can do this by opening the makhraj. Now we have something specifically when it comes to qalqala. These are the levels of qalqala. We have qalqala al-sughra and we have al-qalqala al-kubra. So the difference between these two is basically if you are stopping on the qalqala or not. If you are not stopping on that letter of qalqala, it is going to be al-qalqala al-sughra, or the smaller qalqala. Meaning you're not going to give it as much of an opening. You're not going to spend too much time on it. So this is if the letter of qalqala comes in the middle of the word. So for example, yaqudi. So qaf, you're not going to give it too much of a bounce. Yut'im, yubsir, wa taj'aluna, yadkhuluna. So you're not spending too much time on these letters. You're giving it just a slight bounce and then moving on. And this is qalqala as-sughra, meaning when it comes in the middle of the word, when you're not stopping on this letter of qalqala. The second level, as you can guess, if we have the smaller qalqala, then we have the greater qalqala. And this is al-qalqala al-kubra. So saghir and kabir are both opposites. Kabir here meaning that you're stopping on this letter of qalqala. You're stopping the recitation. So when you're reading, for example, at the end of the ayah, you have a letter with qalqala and you stop there, then you're going to give it a little bit more of that qalqala. So for example, in Surah Al-Falaq, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ. So here you're going to give it a little bit more of a bounce. You're going to spend a little bit more time on it. محيط. Spend a little bit of time. وَتَبْ. أَحَد. بَحِيج. So in all of these, you have a little bit more qalqala. So this is very subtle. It's not too much. Again, we're not giving it too much of that sound that it turns into a haraka. But there is that slight difference between the levels of qalqala appearing in the middle of a word or qalqala appearing at the end of an ayah or at the end of a recitation. So also we have something when we have a qalqala letter that has shadda. If you are stopping on this letter, you're going to give it a temporary sukun. So for example, the ayah, tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. So here actually ba has a shadda, and if you're continuing, you say watabbaun. But because you are stopping, you're going to give it a sukun. It's going to have a shadda. So in this case, it's going to remain the same as qalqala al-kubra. You're not going to give it any extra qalqala. You're not going to make it louder. It's going to be the same as qalqala al-kubra. So even if it has shadda, because it has a temporary sukun, you'll just read it as qalqala al-kubra. So there's no need to add any extra emphasis. There's no need to raise the voice or anything like that. Even if the letter has a shadda on top. So that was just a few notes for qalqala. So again, qalqala as-sughra is qalqala kutub jad in the middle of a word. Qalqala al-kubra, it's going to have a little bit more of a sound, not too much, again not a haraka, just a little bit more, and this is if that qalqala appears in the end of the recitation or at the end of an ayah. And also for shadda letters as well, these are still going to be qalqala al-kubra, no need to add anything extra. So inshallah, that brings us to the conclusion of the letters of Sifat. Inshallah, now we'll move on to the analysis of our verses, starting from ayah number 37. So starting from Alladina yabkhaluna. So ba' here we have a letter of qalqala. Ba' is part of kutub jad. Give it a little bit of that bounce. And again, we're not going to give it too much. We're not going to give it haraka. It also appears in the middle of the word. So it's going to be qalqala as-sughra, the smaller qalqala. Yabkhaluna, kha is going to be heavy. Wa ya'muruna. Hamza, we learned, is a letter of shidda. So here we're going to abruptly stop the sound. We're not going to bring it into the jawf. We're not going to say ya muruna. Give it a little bit of that sharp jerking sound. Wa ya muruna nasa bil bukhl. Lam is going to have tawassut. Wa yaktumuna ma atahum Allah. Ma is going to be a four count mad. And then Allah here is going to be heavy. Min fadlih, dad is going to be heavy. Ha here at the end has hams. Make sure you are saying that from the chest. Don't drop the sound. So don't say fadlih. Make sure you say that letter ha. Fadlih. Wa a'tadana, ayn is going to be a letter of tawassut. Make sure you roll it around in the throat. Dal is going to have qalqala. Give it a little bit of that bounce. Lil kafirin, lam is going to have tawassut. Ra here in this case is going to be light. Adhabam, muhina. And then we are ending here on a two count. Mad al-iwad. The next ayah, walladina yunfiquna, qaf is going to be heavy. Amwalahum, mim is going to have tawassut. Rest on these letters for just a second. Ri'a an-nas, this is going to be a four count mad. And hamza again is from the throat. Make sure you switch between the throat and the jawf. So we're going to switch the makhraj, and hamza has a little bit of that sharp sound. Ri'a. So make sure you do switch from the jawf to the throat. Give it a little bit of that sharp sound of the hamza. Again, in yu'minuna, we have that hamza. So give it a little bit of that jerk. We are not saying yu'minuna. So again, give it a little bit of that sharp sound. Yu'minuna. Billahi, name of Allah here is going to be light. Wala bil-yawmil akhir. Lam is going to be tawassut. And then kha here is heavy. Ra is light. So make sure you switch from heavy to light. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانِ طَا is going to be heavy. لَهُ قَرِينًا قَاف is heavy. رَا is light. فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا, this is a four count mad. And then قَاف is heavy. رَا is light. نُون, ending here on a two count. مَدِّ الْعِوَدِ. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله. The name of Allah here is going to be light. واليوم الآخر راء is going to be light. وأنفقوا قاف is heavy مما رزقهم الله. راء is going to be heavy. قاف is heavy. The name of Allah here is heavy. وكان الله Allah is heavy بهم عليما. This is going to be a two count مد العوض. Inna Allah, name of Allah here is heavy. La yadhlimu, dha is going to be heavy. Mithqala dharra, qaf is going to be heavy. Dharra, ra again is heavy. Ta marbuta here at the end. Make sure you are saying this from the chest. Make sure you're not dropping this ha sound. Wa in taku hasanatan yudha'ifha, dad is going to be heavy. Wa yu'ti, again hamza is here. Give it some shidda, stop the sound. Give it a little bit of that jerking sound. Min ladunhu ajran, ra is going to be heavy. Azima, dha is heavy, ending on a two count. Madd al-iwad. Fakayfa idha ji'na. So again, we have hamza. Give it a little bit of that sharp sound. Don't bring it into the jowf. Don't say ji'na. Ji'na. Give it a little bit of that sharp jerking sound. Min kulli ummatin bi shahidin wa ji'na. Again, that hamza. Give it that sharp jerking sound. Bika ala. Ayn is going to be from the throat. Ha ula'i. So ha, this is four count mad. La is going to be four count mad. Shahida, this is going to be ending on a two count mad al-iwad. Yawma idin yawaddu alladhina kafaru. Ra is going to be heavy. Wa asa. Sad is going to be heavy. Wa asa wal rasul. Ra in this case is heavy. Law tusawwa bihimul ard. Ra is going to be heavy. Dad is heavy. Wa la yaktumun Allah. The name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Haditha, ending on a two count mad al-iwad. Ya ayyuhalla. This is going to be a four count mad. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqrabu. Qaf is a letter of qalqala. Give it a slight bouncing sound, not too much. Again, we're not giving it haraka, we're just giving it a little bit of the bounce by opening that makhraj. Ra here is going to be heavy. As-salata, sad is heavy. Wa antum sukara, ra is going to be heavy. Hatta ta'lamu. So here, make sure that you are giving all of these two count meds the proper time. Salata, two count. Sukara, two count. Hatta, two count. Ta'lamu, ma. Both of these are two counts. So again, make sure that they're all around the same time. ما تقولون ولا جنوبا إلا عابري. Right here is going to be light. سبيل حتى تغتسلوا. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. تغتسلوا غين. Make sure that you give it رخاوة. Spend a little bit of time on this letter. وإن كنتم مرضى. Right is going to be heavy. ضاد is heavy. And this is also a four count heavy mad. أو على سفر. Right is going to be light. أو جاء أحد. This is a four count mad in جاء. And then again, make sure Hamza has that sharp sound. Switch from Jawf to Khalq. Ja-a-a. So make sure it has that sharp Hamza sound. Min al-gha'it. Ghain is heavy. This is a four-count mad. Ta is heavy. Aw lamastumun nisa. This is a four-count mad. Falam tajidu ma'an. Again, four-count mad. Fatayammamu sa'idan. Sa'd is heavy. Tayyiban. Ta'd is heavy. فَمْسَحُوا ميم has توسط rest on the ميم بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ ميم has توسط إِنَّ اللَّهَ name of Allah here is going to be heavy. كَانَ عَفُوًا عَيْن is from the middle of the throat. غَفُورًا را here is going to be heavy and it's also going to be a two count مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ. So inshallah, we will stop here for today. Alhamdulillah, we did finish the topic of sifat. So in the next class, we are just going to continue to the next topic, inshallah. So inshallah, we'll end here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.